It's our weekly Breakfast with Benz hockey podcast. Tim Benz and Brian Metzer from the Pittsburgh Penguins Radio Network. Metz and I back from Columbus, our much anticipated trip out to Sonic Temple to see Tool and Godsmack and a few others. And Metz, I'm just now thawed out.
Yeah, who would have thought, Tim, that on a nice late May evening in beautiful Columbus, Ohio, that it would feel like October in Antarctica? I mean, we were freezing. It was a wind blowing off of, I don't even know what, just the flatlands of Columbus. Where was it coming from?
The range. I mean, they used to call it the Rock on the Range, so I guess we just call it the Range. I mean, it felt more like, you know, Ohio State, Michigan than it did Sonic Temple.
It did feel like a college football game. We were kind of in a sporting venue. There were banners and things hanging throughout the place, and it was really cold. I mean, the wind blew in, and we were sitting at first in a grandstand area where we just had the open area between two sets of seats, and I think that created a bigger wind tunnel. I'm still chuckling about the big burly guy with the big long beard behind us and his wife that looked even colder than we were.
Yeah, I think we just sucked it up and dealt with it. Moving up top so we could have the sound ricochet back at us was probably a wise move, and like you said, a cut down in the wind to a small degree.
Yeah, and we did have the benefit of getting a adult beverage or two to help, you know, warm us up a bit, so that helped. And overall, a great experience aside from the atmosphere. It was warm during the day, cold at night, but the bands were red hot.
The pay-by-bracelet scheme they've got going on there is very dangerous.
I kind of like it, but it's very, as you said, very dangerous. You just walk up, you order a bunch of crap, even if you're buying merch, and you just throw your wrist down on the scanner and walk away. And hope you don't bounce anything when you look at your bank account and it's thousands overdrawn.
Is that what FSG is going to have to do to secure a deal with Kyle Dubas?
If you give him the bracelet, maybe he can go out and say, I'd like to buy this power forward, this defenseman, and throw the bracelet to the scanner and just bring in players. But I think it would be great technology to add to PPG Paints Arena, Tim. I don't know about you. I think it would be great. They're cashless already, and they've
I mean, you could do that with an app, right?
Yeah, I think they are doing it for people that are season ticket holders and or just others with the Penguins app. You can put your payment method right on there as if it were a bracelet, and bing, bang, boom, pay with the phone and you're on your way. So I did like that. It was kind of eerily reminiscent of a future, though, where they want to implant that chip in your wrist or something to allow you to scan into your job or get into other places. The scary thing is whenever they decide you're not entitled to buy or do anything anymore, they just shut your wrist off and then you're screwed.
You might have to cut your wrist off.
Yeah, and then you just take the hand of somebody else. You get somebody who is eligible, and you just carry their hand
well,
around.
Well, hey, now we're on to something. So now we're on to something. Maybe they can do that with Jeff Carter and put Jaromir Jagr's hands on him.
Can we get young Jagr's wheels? I mean, Carter occasionally has the hands. He just can't get across the ice anymore.
Or Granlund, for that matter, somebody. But, yeah, I mean, whoever the general manager is, whether it's Dubas or whether it's Matthew Darche or Greeley, any of these other guys that you've heard, they've got a massive job in front of them, and the biggest job is clearing out what remains in the bottom six and I think the bottom pair or two on defense. But they got to figure out who it is first. And at the time that we're speaking, Mets, which is 9:35 in the morning here on a Wednesday, we're looking at one report from Frank Saravalli, who said that Dubas turned down the Penguins. Mark Madden on 105.9 The X didn't necessarily report that, you know, Dubas was finalizing things, but hinted that he heard some folks saying that was the case and may have even been talking to people that could be extended staff members. And then in between, you've got Elliot Friedman, who's saying he's not willing to believe either has been accomplished yet. So I don't know what to believe at this point.
Well, mere moments ago, you just mentioned Mark Madden on 105.9 there, Tim. He is saying that Elliot Friedman is saying Dubas hasn't made up his mind yet, and they're dragging things out a little bit. So I think we all anticipated this would have been done on, you know, Monday, Tuesday. We're into Wednesday. I think that if you are the Penguins, you kind of need to come up with an answer over the next day or two here. Otherwise, you might be relegated to waiting till next Tuesday to make an announcement, because the league is not going to want you to announce big news against Stanley Cup Finals game, you know, games one and two. Gary Bettman frowns on that. So I would think in a perfect world, you get an answer by sometime late Wednesday, have a presser Thursday, and let them go about the business of those first two games. But, you know, the longer it drags out, it makes you wonder, is if he has to think this long and hard, does he maybe do himself a better solid to just wait and hope to get the Ottawa job next year or later in the summer? Because the Penguins, I feel, have to start preparing. I mean, you got the draft right around the corner. It's mere weeks away. Free agency is roughly a month away, and they have a lot of spots to plug, starting with their goaltending and looking at what, seven other UFAs, I believe, up and down the lineup. So they've got to come up with somebody, get a hockey ops crew together to make these decisions, because no offense to the brain trust of fellas that are there making some of the decisions in the interim, short of Mike Sullivan, I don't know that I trust the others to plug and play the roles as well as a true general manager would be. And we already just saw Brad Treliving go to Toronto last night. So jobs are filling. Maybe the guys that you have your eye on start to fall into other roles around the league, and then you're kind of left holding the bag here.
Indeed. And I don't trust Sullivan running a draft because, quite frankly, he hasn't been scouting the junior ranks and the college ranks to the point that he should feel comfortable making selections.
No. And I mean, they still have their scouting staff in place for the most part. And those guys, you know, maybe beyond the first round tend to make a lot of the calls, and then the GM just gives them the yay or the nay. But that said, I don't want Sully to be in the position of making the yay or the nay either. Now, I can't say that their drafts have been all that outstanding in very recent memory, so how bad could it be? But I still would feel more comfortable if they had a true GM in place with his brain trust around him, working with the scouting staff that they will retain most likely through the draft. I would think if Dubas or anybody else gets on board and chooses to make changes there, it would happen after the draft, simply because these guys have already done most of the prep and prepared for it, and they want them to, okay, we're going to move forward here, and his first true draft would be next season. But you still want somebody in place.
Brian Metzer, Pittsburgh Penguins Radio Network. Metz, it's obvious to me that Kyle Dubas is playing the long game here with Ottawa. He's kind of stalling to see what's going to happen with the ownership and get a clear read as to when that job may become available. It also makes me wonder if, for instance, and I don't know how the rules would work on this with the NHL, but, you know, if he's the general manager, can Ottawa next year offer him president of hockey ops and make him the grand poobah, give him a bigger title, and then, you know, give him that job and have somebody be the quote-unquote general manager underneath him? You know, can it work that way, so to speak?
And it's kind of, I think, going to come down to what he wants to do. He seemed to embrace being the guy that makes the decisions and be the general manager who's out there wheeling and dealing and making the trades. I know what everything I've heard from people I've talked to up there, et cetera, is he wants to do that, but he wants total autonomy in doing so. And he didn't have that in Toronto. I think Brendan Shanahan did a little bit too much meddling. There was a rumor, just a week ago or 2 weeks ago, you mentioned Frank Saravalli. I think he's the one that reported it. There was a pretty solid story that Dubas had a deal in principle to acquire Tage Thompson before his breakout year a couple seasons ago, and Shanny nixed it. And I think that really upset him once he saw him really go out and become a dominant giant forward with that reach, you know, that's kind of on par with a Mario in terms of the reach that he's able to bring to the table and go out and score some big goals and put up huge point totals. He had that guy kind of identified, and he lost out on it because he didn't have total autonomy. So I think in any job he takes, Tim, it's going to come down to him being the decision maker on personnel, you know, moves. He wants to be the guy. And that begs to question then, is he going to have that here? Probably would with any president of hockey ops that they would bring in over him, who would be more of a conduit between ownership and the media, et cetera. But would Mike Sullivan play ball in that way? Because I kind of get the gist. I don't know that it's a good gist, but I get the gist that he would probably like to have some say in the players and things that are brought in as well. And we saw his want to do that kind of when he didn't use specific players that were brought in over the last handful of years the way that maybe the general manager had envisioned. Ryan Reeves comes to mind. maybe another forward or two. Even when Derek Brassard was brought in, some may have thought he could have been better suited to be a wing on one of your top lines, or be a center on one of those lines, and he was kind of deployed in the third or fourth line role, which made him put the boo-boo lip out, so it ended up making it look like a bad trade, things like that. So I think there has to be a solid outlining of responsibility between coach, general manager, and anybody else. And if Dubas gets total autonomy here or anywhere else, I think that is what he's really looking for.
Yeah, Mets, and I look at Dubas right now and the length that it's taken. I mean, if he wanted this job, it'd be done by now. You know, like if this was his first choice, it would be done by now. But I feel like the Penguins are having to buy his interest in coming to Pittsburgh, and I don't think that's a great place to start.
No, and I'm sure it's going to cost them a pretty penny on top of it. So not only are you rolling out the red carpet in terms of potentially having your captain meet with him, if that report is in fact something that happened, you know, if you have your candidate that you had in mind, and if it was Eddie Olczyk and they had a meeting, which supposedly was rumored to have happened as well, if you're doing all of this and you're making your team and the personnel available to him, which you wouldn't normally do for just a run-of-the-mill candidate, your brass would interview him, maybe a second interview, maybe if you get to the final stages, you're at the point where you start giving him some opportunities to talk to others within your organization. But at this point, you know, you're doing all of this and it may not even work. And then you're left in a situation with, if you have to turn back to a Matthew Darche and say, you know what, you were really the guy we wanted, we'd love to have you take this job. And he's going to say, well, I didn't feel like that the last 2 weeks. Maybe I'm not the right guy either. And this is a very slippery slope that they're on. I mean, I think they believe they can get Dubas just based on things that we see and hear. But if you don't, then you've got to, you know, your hands full here. You have to kind of make some quick decisions.
Not only that, but here's the other thing, Matt. It's like this whole president of hockey ops thing.
Yeah.
If you have somebody in mind, hire that person then. All you're doing now is basically underscoring any thought that whoever is brought into that position is utterly ceremonial if you don't feel comfortable hiring them before you hire the general manager who's theoretically under them. It's just
that's
stupid.
That's a beautiful point. Yeah, that's a great point. And I you know, I understand maybe wanting to just unveil it all at once and say, okay, we want to have the whole, you know, list of names. This is the president of hockey ops. This is the general manager. These are the two or three assistant GMs he wants to bring in around him. In years past, you used to hire the GM. He would announce in the coming weeks his hockey ops staff, and we were done with it. So it's interesting the way these teams are doing it now. It's almost as if they want to announce package deals. And to the point you just made, if you want people to respect whoever is the president of hockey ops, then why wouldn't you just make that known? Now, the other thought here, Tim, is maybe if Dubas is hired, they're not going to hire the president of hockey ops because he wants the dual role to ensure his autonomy that we just talked about, which I would think that if he's your guy, no matter who you brought in, you almost would have a Brian Burke-esque figurehead in that role anyway to kind of just grease the wheels between all layers of the organization. And if that's not the case, then, you know, maybe Dubas isn't your guy, because I don't think he wants another situation where there is a Brendan Shanahan type there meddling in his affairs.
Finally, Mets, before we go, what do you think about the final? How's it going to go? How's it going to play out? Vegas and Florida.
Well, I told you a couple weeks ago, and I said this in a couple other interviews I did, I'm not surprised to see it be Florida and Vegas. Florida just had that destiny vibe. You know, the ballad of Matthew Tkachuk and the Florida Panthers is still being written, as I kept saying. And then Vegas, I love the Eichel story there. It's something I've been hyping up. Him maybe making a run at a cup before Connor McDavid would be huge news for the league, and everybody would love that storyline. But they threw a wrench into everything, because I would have felt Cleveland. Boy, where'd that come from? Maybe there's an expansion in the NHL's future here, Tim. But Florida, they are.
You were just in Ohio. That's why you saw.
Yeah, that's
signs.
What it is.
You saw I-71.
And we were in a much nicer part, not Cleveland. We were in Columbus, beautiful Columbus, Ohio. But Florida was rolling at such a pace. Bobrovsky was on fire. They're going to have gone a week and a half, essentially, without having played a hockey game. And the way this whole thing is shaping up with game one, you know, not starting until June. So I think that kind of cools them down. And Vegas, having played more recently, kicking it off on home ice, they may get a jump on the Panthers for the first time in a couple rounds now, you know, because the Panthers look pretty good in just blowing through the conference final. But if they have to go back to playing nail-biting hockey, playing from behind, Bobrovsky won't have played. Maybe he holds off. Maybe this is Vegas's final to win. But if they can catch what they had, I still feel like the Panthers will win the Stanley Cup just because of the way they have the best goalie. I think on paper, Bobrovsky, the way he's played, will be better than an Aiden Hill, who, don't look now, maybe could be a guy on the Penguins' radar as a free agent.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. What would you think of that?
You know what? If he's legit and he is what he is right now, I'd give him a call. I mean, you might be able to get him a little bit on the cheap. Say, hey, 3 years, here's your $4 million a year to show us you could be the guy, and then you're the long-term answer. Your next contract is the big money one. But for now, I think that on paper, Bobrovsky would be the more pedigree guy and could potentially steal this series. But I'm kind of torn because I picked the Panthers, but I'm rooting for Jack Eichel at this point.
Wow, that's something I never thought I'd hear you say.
No, I know. I can't believe I'm saying it either. And I think I'm just letting like this part of me that wants to see him be the cup winner to put the flame under McDavid's butt, make that flame a little bit bigger. That's why I want it to happen. I think it would be a great storyline. And Eichel's done and said everything correct in the playoffs. He's been very good for them. Their center depth is phenomenal. When you look at the Vegas Knights right now, Tim, you have Eichel, you got Stevenson, you got Wild Bill Carlson. That's as good as any three centers in the league right now. They may not be the hugest names behind Eichel, but they're guys that can all chip in and score. And I think that center depth might be a difference in this series as well if they can get three lines going and get timely scoring, because Vegas defends very, very well.
Mets, appreciate it. We'll catch up next week, and presumably we'll have an answer for the GM spot by then.
And if not, you and I can just become a dual brain trust. We will run the team moving forward, and we'll just do it fantasy style. You know, all our bad guys for all your good guys, and move into the next season.
How much worse could we do? Like, lose to the Blue Jackets and Blackhawks at the end of the season? Anybody can do that.
And, you know, we're totally capable of going out in the first round. So is Kyle Dubas, for that matter. So we got that in common.
Brian Metzer, Pittsburgh Penguins Radio Network.